Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Pop. Over the next half hour, we'll look back at the Giants' 15-7 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. And to break it all down for you, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, this Giant defense has not allowed an opposing team's offense to score a touchdown in 10.5 quarters. What's been the difference here?
Well, I think their consistent play against the run has really helped, because when you get teams in third and long situations, or at least third and eights and nines, it makes it very difficult.
All right, the Giants got the ball first. They went 3 and out, and you talked about stopping the run. The Eagles get the ball back. McCoy for 2, McCoy for 1. So it sets up a 3rd and 7 for Michael Vick and the Eagles when the Giants make their first of many big plays on defense.
Vick back to throw. Sets, pumps, has plenty of time, now throws it over the middle. Intercepted! Sliding, diving interception by Ontrell Roll as Vick just threw it up, and the Giants do something absolutely ridiculous. 5 guys got together. They did a dance, a celebration. That's unsportsmanlike. Silly, silly stuff by the Giants there.
Definitely not a smart thing to do. You know, being a veteran player, being a captain of this team, definitely not a smart thing to do. I went to Coach Coughlin before he can come to me, and I apologize because it was a bonehead move on my behalf, but something that won't happen again.
And we come to the sideline and do it right here next time. So there's going to be a next time. We come right here.
My bad, my bad.
We come right here and do it. We come right here. Down the field. We do it right here.
Yeah, my bad. I got you.
Right here.
Carl, Ontrell Roll leading by example with the diving interception. Now, obviously, you don't want the unsportsmanlike penalty thereafter, but the team needed a spark, and he gave it to them.
Yeah, right away. They wanted to make sure that they were sending the message to the Philadelphia Eagles that they weren't going to continue their road losing streak, and he set the example right away.
All right, so the Giants start on their own 21. Eli Manning completes a pass for 6 yards to Victor Cruz. With that, he breaks Phil Simms' club record for passing yards in a career, and now Eli Manning owns every stat in Giants history.
Well, that's why he is the franchise quarterback. You expect that of him. He's a very talented guy.
All right, the Giants put a nice drive together, Carl, but they have to settle for 3 points. A little concerned about the fact that in the red zone area they're not able to get that quick strike?
Well, yes, because there are always some procedural things that kind of takes the momentum out of a drive, and they've got to get those things cleaned up so they can seamlessly go into the red zone and execute.
All right, Josh Brown, a 40-yard field goal, 3-0 Giants. Giants kick the ball off. It goes for a touchback. So the Eagles start 1st and 10 at their own 20-yard line when Mr. Roll makes another big play.
Vick on a play fake. He's going to run to his right. He's under pressure and sacked by Roll. Back at the 10-yard line. Ball is loose. And let's see, did Vick fall back on it? Yes, I believe he did. So Ontrell Roll gets his first sack of the year.
My play actually wasn't a blitz. I just fired. It's all about playing beyond the X's and O's. And I saw something. I studied and watched a lot of film, and I saw an opportunity to make a play. So that's what I did.
So you just gonna try to get play of the week?
I'm trying.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm trying to go.
Is that what you're doing, man?
Ontrell Roll nearly had the trifecta there, Carl. He gets the sack, he forces the fumble, and I talked to him after the game. He didn't realize that the ball was actually laying on his back, nearly had the fumble recovery as well.
Yeah, that was such a good play, a great play by Ontrell, getting the ball out of there, and he just didn't know that the ball was there.
All right, so then the Giants force Philadelphia to punt, and the Giants go on a nice drive. It starts at their own 29-yard line, and right away, Brandon Myers with a 27-yard catch. So Eli's spreading the ball all around.
Well, give Kevin Gilbride credit, the offensive coordinator, in putting them in kind of a ball control mode that would allow him not to look down the field but have a lot of options available in the intermediate areas.
All right, the Giants have a 3rd and 3 at the Philadelphia 26. And, Carl, here's one that, 99 out of 100 times is going to go for a first down. Victor Cruz coming out of the slot does a little in cut. He slips. The ball goes incomplete. Is that just one of those deals where you chalk it up to it happens?
Yeah, that's what you have to, because when you look at how the ball was thrown, it was thrown on timing and Victor just slipped. And, thankfully, and because it was thrown on timing, the ball didn't float. It hit the ground where nobody could catch it.
So Josh Brown converts on a 44-yard field goal. The Giants with a 6-0 lead. Philadelphia gets the ball back. They pick up 1 first down. But again, the Giant defense does a wonderful job because they get Michael Vick. It should have been a sack, but instead it's intentional grounding, which means they force a punt. Yeah. But they're really attacking the quarterback right now.
Well, they're really getting after the offensive line, because once you can pretty much render the offense one-dimensional, you can kind of pin your ears back.
So the first quarter ends. The Giants are in front 6-0. They have the football. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the second quarter. Giants with a 6-0 lead over the Eagles. And, Carl, on the very first play of the second quarter, the Giants have a 3rd and 5. And Manning lofts a beautiful ball. It goes 26 yards to Victor Cruz for a first down. Then you get a Hillis run for 9, a Hillis run for 3, Cox with a run, a catch. Manning is now really kind of dealing and dialing it in.
Yeah, the offense was really in a rhythm there, on schedule. The mix of run and pass really had the Eagles off balance.
On a 3rd and 3 at the Philadelphia 13, Jarrell Jernigan makes a nice hands catch to set the Giants up at the 5.
Yeah, he ran a curl route, and Eli put it up there. He was able to grab it with his hands.
All right, we talk about the little things, though. It's 1st and goal at the 5. Hillis rams it into the line for 4 yards, but the Giants have a procedural penalty. They leave the tight end uncovered, which makes it 1st and goal at the 10. They wound up settling for another field goal. But these are the things that, are you surprised 8 games in are still happening?
Well, when you look at the record, you see this is why the record is what it is. So you get the ball, run to the 1-yard line, and you lose essentially 12 yards and end up kicking a field goal. So they've got to clean that up.
All right, so it's a field goal for Josh Brown. It's 9-0 Giants. Philadelphia gets the ball back. They pick up 1 first down, but again, Michael Vick is off his game. Giants get the ball back. Again, they start at their own 19-yard line. It's a 9-play, 53-yard drive. Again, the Giants aren't able to, you know, get into the red zone here, but they're getting points. Brown hits a 46-yard field goal just inside the left upright. So they're scoring on possessions. Are you worried, though, that they're not getting sevens and they're just getting threes?
Well, I'm not so concerned with that. The fact that the kicker is making his field goal attempts is important. But you know that there are things they have to clean up going forward.
All right, so Matt Barkley comes into the game. Michael Vick with a hamstring injury. He fumbles the very first snap but winds up completing a pass. And suddenly Philadelphia is moving the ball down the field, and they're making play after play. And now it looks like they're in a rhythm. They have a 1st and goal at the Giants' 2-yard line when our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game occurs.
Now the Eagles have a 1st and goal at the 2. Barkley's going to keep it, going to settle. He's under pressure, being chased, and now he's going to get sacked. He fumbles the football. It's loose, and did the Giants get it? Inbounds, Jaquan Williams. Did he recover it? They're saying Giant ball.
The play that T2 made, and then with Jaquan, you know, the effort he gave to jump over a guy and, you know, recover the ball inbounds, you know, I think it lifted us up a lot, you know, especially with the drive that they had going there. And I think it kind of, you know, demoralized them a little bit because, you know, they put all that work in and, you know, about to get back in the game. And, you know, it just kind of deflated the whole atmosphere of the stadium.
I told you I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you.
That's huge, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's huge, boy.
I'm talking about, boy.
Yeah.
Hey. I like that. SC on SC Prime.
Yeah,
I love that. I was too tired to fight on.
That's the New York Presbyterian Hospital. Amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here. Let's first talk about Terrell Thomas, who led the Giants with 11 tackles. He's in pursuit of the quarterback. He jumps, but then he pursues back and then creates the fumble.
Well, the initial pursuit, he disrupted the timing of the throw. Quarterback pulls it down. He chases him and chops the ball from behind.
Now talk about the play Jaquan Williams makes right on the boundary.
Yeah, again, the hustle pays off because Jaquan Williams was in pursuit. He sees the ball, he tucks it in one hand, gets the other arm down to stay in bounds for that recovery.
So the Giants force another turnover, and to the locker room they go at the half with a 12-0 lead. We'll tell you about the third quarter when we return to Giants Rewind after this.
Hi, I'm Matthias Kiwanuka. As an athlete, I know how important it is to take care of yourself. PSE&G wants to make sure all kids are taken care of too. That's why they put their power behind PSE&G Children's Specialized Hospital. Together, we can make sure kids like Stella and Bobby get the special care they need every day. You can help too. Like Children's Specialized Hospital on Facebook and PSE&G will donate $1 for every like up to $1,000. Big smile.
Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the third quarter, Giants leading the Eagles 12-0. Philadelphia gets the ball to start the third. Carl, they put together another drive, back-to-back drives by Barkley, and he seems to have the Giants a little bit off step.
Well, you know what? They were bending but not breaking. Yes, they had to get kind of adjusted to with Barkley, how he was running the game, but eventually they would find a way to kind of solve that.
All right, so Philadelphia has the ball, 3rd and 5 at the Giants' 27-yard line. Now, it's only, you know, a 12-0 game, so a touchdown here, and Philadelphia is right back in the business, and they're much more energized as a team. But again, the Giants' defense comes up huge on back-to-back plays.
Barkley back to throw, has plenty of time, surveys the field. Under pressure, he's sacked from behind. Kiwanuka got in there, shared the sack. And that's the third sack of the game recorded by the Giants. Barkley out of the shotgun set, takes a wobbly snap, bobbles it, picks it back up, throws it high over the middle, incomplete. And now the Giants will get good field position at their own 31.
Yeah, we got to go around.
Yo, eating right now, especially up front. Let's go.
Yeah.
Can't do nothing, so y'all boys just eating real good right now.
All right, Carl, let's first go to the Mathias Kiwanuka sack. The Giants, from the very beginning of the game, were able to create pressure on the quarterback, and Kiwi sack knocks them back 5 yards.
Well, again, that's the key to stopping that offense, is to be able to really disrupt timing, but also keep the quarterback under duress.
All right, so Barkley fumbles the snap and then winds up throwing an incomplete pass as they went for it on fourth down rather than trying a long field goal. You know, so the Giants defense, they bend here, but they don't break, and they wind up not giving up any points.
Yeah, again, just keeping them at a point to where they're out of rhythm, and, you know, for them not to go for the field goal gave you the indication that they felt points were really important.
Again, though, Carl, when the Giants have their first offensive series of the third quarter, it's another three and out, results in another punt. Why can't this team get the engine revved up to start third quarters offensively?
I think that has to be a priority coming out of the break here, because you have to have some energy to really set the tone. That could be the difference in the game if you can put more points on the board.
All right, so the Philadelphia Eagles wind up punting the ball. The Giants take over at their own 41-yard line late in the third quarter. Manning's to Nix for 6 yards, Hillis for 3. The final play of the third quarter is a 2nd and 2 play. Peyton Hillis runs for 6 yards. So the Giants have the ball. They're in Philadelphia territory, and they have a 12-0 lead. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return to Giants Rewind here on MSG after this.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. The Giants have the football to start the fourth quarter and a 12-0 lead. And Carl, again, some procedural penalties. The Giants have a 2nd and 2 with a 9. Looking for that knockout punch, and you get a delay of game penalty, which makes it 2nd and 7 at the 14, couple of passes, and next thing you know, you're kicking another field goal.
Again, those are the things that will prevent you from going further in your season and building on your wins, because, you know, you can go from a game where you have no turnovers, no penalties, and then you come back in the game and you just can't keep your momentum going. You've got to build some consistency.
So the Giants have a 15-0 lead. Philadelphia moves down the field quickly. They get to the Giant 47, but they have to punt. Giants get the ball back. They pick up one first down on a Peyton Hillis run, but their drive stalls, and Weatherford punts the ball. Philadelphia winds up getting it back. They start moving the ball down the field again, but, Carl, you get an offensive pass interference, a bunch of incomplete passes, and the Giants stop them on a 4th and 20. So they're playing good team defense at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not one-dimensional. They started off stopping the run, and then the defensive backs were very active. In their coverage, and it's been a real solid game.
All right, so with 5 minutes to go, the Giants have the ball, and, you know, ideally, you know, with that four-minute offense, you want to run the game out, but they're not able to do that. After runs by Hillis of 3 and 2 yards, the Giants give up a sack with Eli Manning. So now the Giants have to punt the football away. Remember, it's still only a two-score game, 15-0. Special teams in Weatherford have been sharp all day, pinning Philadelphia deep in their own territory, but the special teams problems continue for the Giants.
Weatherford to punt. High snap over the head of Weatherford. Weatherford tries to kick the ball out of the back of the end zone. It's picked up by the Eagles, and they run it in for a touchdown.
You know, I don't want to ever let that defense down. They've done such a great job in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, two special teams, touchdowns 2 weeks in a row, one of which is solely on me, is unacceptable. And I will, you know, wholly bear that burden. And I know my teammates have my back, and I have theirs. And unfortunately, it just didn't go the way I wanted it to this week.
Carl, the Giant punt team has allowed 3 touchdowns for scores this year on returns. And with the punt team out, they wind up giving up another touchdown. It goes as a fumble return for a touchdown. But 4 times this year now, when you've been in the punt the game, the other team has wound up getting 7 points.
Yeah, and that's something that they cannot allow either going forward. But this was kind of a unique situation in that Zach Diassi is uncharacteristically fires one over the puncher's head there.
All right, Antrell Roll does a great job recovering the onside kick. So Philadelphia needs to try to stop the Giants. And, you know, look, it's now a one-score game, 15-7, and there's 3 minutes and 14 seconds to go. And the Giants have a big 3rd and 8 at the Philadelphia 46-yard line when Eli Manning makes a clutch pass.
Manning takes the snap. Throws one over the middle. Completes it to Brandon Myers, and he's got the first down inside the 40 to the 36. Huge conversion by Manning.
Carl, Brandon Myers only had a couple catches, but he had a big one in the first half and then comes up with a big catch here to give the Giants a first down and now bleed a lot more clock.
Well, and that was a good job by Brandon knowing where the first down marker was, too. He ran a great route. Got jammed in the middle of his route, but got to the sticks, beyond the sticks, to catch the ball.
All right, so inside of 2 minutes, the Giants have the ball at the Philadelphia 32-yard line. They're not able to get the first down where they can go to kneel down, so Weatherford has to punt the football away. And Philadelphia's got one last gasp. They're out of timeouts. There's 22 seconds to go in the game. It's 2nd and 10 at their own 16-yard line when the Giants make their final defensive stop of the day.
Barkley takes the snap, has time, pumps, looks, deep ball down the right sideline for DeSean Jackson, intercepted by Will Hill at the Giants 39. He came from his free safety spot and got the pick.
Yeah, I think we just have simplified things. Pearfield and his staff did a great job of putting together game plans that allows us to just let the athletes be athletes, honestly. It really hasn't been anything elaborate. You know, guys are playing fast, guys are playing confident, and, you know, we've kind of got on the hot streak here. You know, when you start making plays, you start being very confident in yourself, and I think this is a very confident defense right now.
Carl, the play of Will Hill has been fantastic. Rightfully so. We talk about John Beeson being added into the equation at middle linebacker. Will Hill coming off suspension has changed the look of this defense as well.
He absolutely has. He's a long-rangey guy, physical, but you can see he just gets better right before your eyes. Each week, he's improving another level.
All right, so the New York Giants get their 2nd win in a row, get to 2-6, insert themselves in the race in the NFC East. After the game, a pretty happy Giants locker room.
Outstanding win. Coming down here in the division and winning. Congratulations. Yeah. Position today. We pushed them back. Nice job, Steve, pushing them back there. Good job with that. We did what we had to do. Man, obviously, we would like these things to be touchdowns and not field goals, but the win is the key thing. Congratulations to everybody.
Way to go, Jets! 2-0,
baby. 2-0, baby. 2-0. Let's have a team now. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, party, Eli.
Carl, obviously a happy Giants locker room. They got the news that the Cowboys had just lost. So now the Giants are two games out of the lead in the NFC East, even though they're 2-6. But let's talk about this team defensively and what they've done now over their last five games against Jamaal Charles, LeSean McCoy twice, Matt Forte, and Adrian Peterson. I mean, arguably some of the best running backs in the NFL. What has been the key to this run defense?
Well, I think consistency, pride, and, you know, some of the brand names that we talk about not being effective early on in the pass rush have been pretty good against the run. Pierre Paul, Justin Tuck, both guys have been very constant in the reason they're having success.
And they're getting great play from their defensive tackles as well. All right, good stuff, Carl.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, we do not have a rewind for you next week because the Giants are on their bye, so we'll be back in 2 weeks to rewind the Giants and the Raiders. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for watching Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG.
Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.